Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I am joined by Sab Gasol, Channel Management for Communications Infrastructure Devices at Intel. Welcome, Sab.
Hi there, Allison.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you do at Intel and how that relates to our networking technology?
Sure. I'm actually the segment manager in the Communications Infrastructure Division. So responsible for all aspects of business for network security and appliances. And specifically, one of the areas we wanted to focus on is content inspection or deep packet inspection, as it's often referred to, a technology called HyperScan.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about exactly what it is and how long have we been working on technologies like this?
Everyone will be aware through daily media and news coverage that cybersecurity is becoming increasingly a worldwide issue. HyperScan basically gives security equipment designers the ability to design detection capabilities that are not only very intrusive, meaning you can inspect very, very deep, but also at a very fast rate. HyperScan was a technology that Intel acquired late 2013. It was actually a part of an acquisition of a very small startup company in Silicon Valley called Sensory Networks, and I actually joined Intel as a part of that acquisition. This technology is very innovative in the sense that we perform content inspection functions, basically inspecting data traffic at very, very high speeds. And conventionally, these types of functions in the industry are typically designed in custom hardware or packaged FPGA boards. And so we are one of its kind in terms of delivering this functionality in pure software that runs directly on Intel CPU. It's fairly complex technology, but essentially what HyperScan does is it provides layer 7 application-aware inspection of data. As packets come into a system supporting HyperScan technology, HyperScan will inspect every single packet, looking into the payload and the header for any malicious or malware infections in software. And we do this by cross-checking the inspection against a known set of pattern sets, or the industry often refers to these as security signatures. So everyone has a laptop today, and typically the laptop will have some type of antivirus application. And then when you run that, it scans your C drive and all your files that you have on that machine against a known set of security signatures or patterns which are pre-compiled into a database in that application. Those patterns and security signatures set the search criteria in terms of antivirus infections. So these could be bots, trojans, these could be worms. Now, it's the same principles at the infrastructure level, at the network level, only now you are running more intrusive applications. You're inspecting deeper and deeper, which requires more CPU resource and memory, and you're looking at higher speeds as well. The other thing to note is that when you do run a antivirus scan on your machine, you'll notice the machine slows down. And the reason why is that inspection basically takes up all of your computer resources. Exactly the same thing happens in the network. Critical elements such as firewalls, intrusion prevention platforms, when they're running deep inspection, they can effectively become performance bottlenecks in the network. And so what HyperScan does here is, aside of providing inspection intelligence, it also provides acceleration. So we have some real neat tricks built into the technology, which effectively open up those performance bottlenecks.
We're integrating this into open source, which seems to be a broader trend from Intel. Can you talk a little bit about why we are driving so much software into the open source community and what value that has to the industry at large?
Up until open source, we have been commercially selling this software under a license and binary distribution, and we've had tremendous market traction just because of its uniqueness and the performance attributes it delivers for some of the most demanding applications. However, Intel's strategic direction is all about enabling applications via software. They call it the open network infrastructure. And so open sourcing HyperScan falls into that strategy. We have other technology ingredients such as DBDK and Quick Assist crypto technologies that already are open source. And as an alignment to that strategy, there is a business driver to get Hyperscan also out there into the industry to stimulate innovation among the developer communities to provide technologies that deliver high performance capabilities that equipment designers and users can take advantage of and build unique solutions around the Intel architecture. So our business goal is to basically drive the adoption of these types of technologies. The industry at large is moving towards software-driven architectures. Hyperscan is point and center in terms of having technical fit into these architectures. It's highly scalable. It scales linearly. It's very transparent to the hypervisor implementations and the control functionalities these SDI networks are based on, and it can scale from a core to core on an instance basis.
What are the key features that you're the most excited about in 4.0, and what do you think is going to come next for Hyperscan?
Point number one is we'll work with the customers and partners in making sure they are getting the optimized performance that Hyperscan promises. So there's a lot of pre-tuning work that we can assist with that's custom to their architecture. The second is more in-house, which is we are fully aligned to the Intel roadmap. So as new innovative microarchitectures of silicon come out, we basically take a look at the inherent attributes, the instruction sets, cache memory capabilities, the AVX, AVX2 capabilities, hyper-threading, and we take advantage of those capabilities in Hyperscan to deliver the best performance. As Intel delivers new silicon based on new architectures, we will out of the box be pre-optimized for this.
If folks want to get access to Hyperscan, where would you send them to actually download the code?
Hyperscan open source will be located on intel01.org. So we have a dedicated team to basically be online and respond to any inquiries as such.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations on the release. It sounds like a great milestone and great contribution to the industry.
Thank you, Elephant.